is a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
All right. Time has come on a Football Friday ahead of a Super Wild Card Saturday.
Hey, you said
still hate it. So dumb. It's just the alliteration. I had to get the alliteration off. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes some things are more important. And alliteration is always, always important. But yeah, Texans welcoming the Chargers tomorrow, 3:30. You'll hear that start at 12:30 pregame with Sean and Seth here on your home of the Texans Sports Radio 610. But that was for the video audience. People listening are like, "Why is Lopez laughing?" It doesn't make sense.
Pointed at this.
I did my best Vanna White at this new sign behind me. This is official radio home of the Texans Sports Radio 610.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Texans win because Texans lose because. What are the factors that will dictate whether the Texans get a victory tomorrow or not? Real or wrong answers only. Or not only. Real, right or wrong answers well. That's what I'm trying to say.
That's right. I'm going to start with the lose because and then end it on a high note.
Uh-huh.
I think the Texans lose because they can't get the ball in the end zone. And I think we've sort of glossed over that. We've mentioned it a couple of times. They can get some field goals. They can move the ball. But they can't consistently get the ball in the end zone, specifically in the red zone. And the Chargers are, I don't know, best in the NFL.
I've heard that. I have heard
in
that.
In red zone yep. defense. That's huge, man. That is absolutely huge. And I'm going to give you another lose because, but it's more of a, we got to get these people going. If Texans fans act like Texans fans have acted in too many games, tickets to the other team, not altogether there until maybe midway through the first or even into the second quarter. This is not to be a cheerleader. You know, you know I'm absolutely not that, but I try to be honest.
Yeah, you don't look like a cheerleader.
This is, I got good legs. This is one where, like, home field advantage, you have it. It's the postseason. What the hell are you waiting for? You know?
Yeah. I feel you. Yeah, get loud, get proud, and you know, mm-hmm. at least maybe offer whatever advantages a crowd can offer.
We need to channel Michael Irvin, man. I know he's a cowboy, but
yes.
We need to channel Michael Irvin.
Yes, I feel like the Texans win because D'Amico Ryans gets all them boys together and says, "Listen right here. Listen right here to Michael Irvin.
Nobody believes in you. What are you prepared to do about it? Don't let no one come into your house. Take your meal. Do what you need to do today."
They need to have this. They need to have this on loop.
Yes, but that's everybody in that building.
What are you prepared to do about it?
Don't let them come
part.
In your house, eat your meal, sleep with your woman.
Yeah.
All right.
What are you going to do?
Whoa.
Where'd that come from?
Are we playing a team or is that a home intruder? What is happening?
Hey,
now?
However you feel, man. Yeah. Don't let them come in your house.
Yeah. I'm telling you, man, like both those things, the red zone, the way that this team and this crowd and this stadium responds. It's going to be big, man. You will lose if it doesn't go well there. How about a win because? I mean, we've heard it all day. We had the breaking news right here on our show. All pro Sting, man.
All pros. Pro Bowl and all pro Sting.
Yes, all pro Sting. I'm feeling it. I'm feeling a big game. He's the best player on the defense. He's clearly on a roll. He's made a bunch of big plays. They're gonna take some chances. He's gonna be on McConkie. They're gonna try to go to him, make that play.
Yeah. And I guess on the defensive tip, Texans win because Will Anderson Jr., Danielle Hunter, and the rest of this defensive front, including Settle and whomever else gets involved in the party, apply pressure to Justin Herbert. First and foremost. Are able to knock the Chargers off of their schedule, so they're not in third and manageable.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can knock them off the schedule, and then also if you can apply pressure, you can maybe get him to turn the football over, at least get the ball back to the offense more often than not. That's going to be hugely important, I think, in this game, because if you let the Chargers just kind of stay on schedule, this could be a long day. Keep the defense on the field a whole bunch and such, that could be real problematic. We turn to the phone line, where we talked to him yesterday, as we do on Thursdays, and he said he's been going back and forth every day. So I had to check up on my man, Andy Kalu. How are we feeling about this game on a Friday?
Boy, y'all some dirty dogs.
I said it.
Y'all
I said that we would call
dirty
you.
Dirty dogs. This, This feels like John Lopez right here.
No, I want all the smoke. I don't want him to take any of my smoke. I did this.
I can neither confirm nor deny.
Because I was going with my old squad. I felt good about the Texans, but I let y'all know that I was a little wishy-washy. So I know what y'all are doing. Y'all are trying to get me to publicly choose against the Texans.
I will say this.
Y'all know me. I call it how it is. I'm not just saying this. I still feel confident. The reason I've been feeling, you know, a little back and forth, because the Chargers have been pretty good on the road, especially of late. But with Stingley being named All Pro, and you know, just the way the stadium is feeling, I was over there earlier today. And just the bounce in the step and the way people are feeling, I feel like the Texans are going to take care of business.
Yeah. No flipping back and forth today, baby. All right, we'll call you tomorrow.
Off air. We'll call you just for our own benefit.
All right, appreciate you, ND.
All right, y'all keep up the good work.
There it is. All right, so there you go. There's ND Kalu. Still, he's calling Texans, just as he did yesterday.
Yeah. So. And look, the text board on cue. Hey, a lot of the problem with the tickets is if people are also tailgating and they don't leave their tailgate till after the game starts. Another one says, I agree about the fans, but because we're at home and if we get destroyed, we need to let the Texans coaches have it.
No, this is not an excuse for whatever happens on the field, friend.
No.
Just the opportunity.
But the tailgate part, I don't know about the tailgate part.
I hate that.
Because, look, Kansas City is known for tailgating, too.
And they're there.
And they,
Buffalo, anyone? They're known for tailgating. They break tables, they man.
Butts be in those seats.
With their backs. They're there. Like, oh, it's the tailgating. Come on.
Or even, oh, it's the city of Houston. We just take things a little slow. Man, it's a playoff game, man.
Yeah.
Let's get in there early and make it a horror house, man. Mm-hmm. Make it difficult for Justin Herbert. A horror house.
Oh, okay.
House of Horrors. Okay. Yeah, that
best little horror house in Texas.
I was like, I feel like what you're saying is something entirely different.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying I would be opposed. I just have
best little
questions.
Horror house in Texas. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's mm-hmm. what it need to be.
How about this? And I got to put some lose because on here. Texans lose because Jesse Minter, the blitzes that he dials up continue to be effective as they have been this year. This is a Chargers team that doesn't blitz a ton, but mm-hmm. when they do it very well and apply good pressure. And it feels like, hey, man, this your pass protection is already something that is, you know, somewhat susceptible for this Texans offensive line. You hope that you've found the five that will ultimately do the job in a way mm-hmm. that is passable for this team. But all that sounds great if you've got, you know, if you're doing it with the four, and then all of a sudden if they're in the right moments dialing up a blitz and getting pressure on CJ Stroud, that could be really problematic in a game that, again, we're talking about the possibility of turnovers. Mm-hmm. CJ Stroud, when under pressure, has turned the ball over a significant amount this mm-hmm. year. Also, if not just under pressure, CJ Stroud has the third most is the actual number of was it passing yardage mm-hmm. or passes outside of the pocket. When having to scramble.
Yeah, like you mentioned it earlier, 600 and something.
699 yards yeah. passing outside of the pocket. Like if those blitzes are effective with pressure and you're flushing him out of the pocket and making him have to move, is that going to be a problem? Is that also going to maybe put turnovers in the other way, in the other direction? So if those blitzes are effective, I think that could be really detrimental to the Texans in this game.
I think this is both. This will be a win because... or lose because, and it's the obvious one, but I'm going to try to get a little more specific on this. And that is, you know, it kind of bothered me, as you guys know, well, the whole we're really honing in, or we've honed in from Bobby Slowick. I mean,
jump ball offense, baby. Put it up there for Nico.
Yeah. Well, what I'm saying, though, is don't overthink it, man. You know, I don't need to see three reverses or end arounds. I don't need to see a wide receiver screen. I don't need to see... The trademark Bobby stuff that has frustrated us.
You don't
want
to see the screen to Robert Woods?
The screen to Robert Woods.
I might want to see the screen to Deontay Johnson, though, personally.
Well, I don't know.
Maybe I'm in the, I might know. Be by myself.
Because they though. Haven't had it. It's one thing to get the ball to the receiver. They haven't had it blocked up, you know? And overthink it, Bobby.
The thing is, it seems like we see more of that if the run game ain't working.
Absolutely. That's been the case.
That's the issue.
Mm-hmm. And to that point, man, Texans win because they're actually able to take advantage of the Chargers putting light boxes out there in run situations, yep. right? If you can actually get up there, maybe even get some sustained blocks as you saw a little bit of in Week 18, get up to the next level where there's not as many guys, maybe you see Joe Mixon breaking some even more bigger runs than he has, especially of late, and that could be really, really helpful.
Of course, this is not to be the old, hey, there's three elements to the game. There's three facets. But special teams is going to be – anytime you're going to play a close game, and this is probably going to be pretty close, anytime you play a low-scoring game, and by most accounts it's going to be a low-scoring game, at least in the terms of prediction, you got to do something with special teams. Yeah, or you get beat. You know, you get beat because of something you don't do on special teams, whether it's a missed field goal, a missed extra point, giving up a big return, which, by the way, the Texans gave up a pretty big return even against the Titans in their last outing, or you have a big return, and we're looking at Damian Pierce. So something there is going to probably be a big factor in this one.
On the text line from the 832, Texans win if they get pressure on Justin and don't turn it over. Oh, if they don't turn it over on offense. They lose, the Texans do, if they can't run the football or keep CJ upright. Some other ones from the 832. Texans lose because offense cannot score touchdowns. As you're talking about, red zone is going to come into play here. Some other ones that have come in. Texans need to rig up a PA system in the parking lot complete with air raid sirens. They kind of already do, don't they?
Yeah, they do. That's fireworks. Kind
of
incredible.
Man, they shouldn't have to do all of that stuff to get people inside the building on time, man.
I didn't mean to start that conversation. From the 832, Texans lose because the O-line plays like themselves. I'm guessing that's derogatory. Texans win because the O-line gets their lives together and plays competently.
Yes, their lives together. Do something with your life. It's their lives together.
In a significantly less serious area, the Texans win because the Continental Breakfast is the Chargers team hotel only has skim milk and wet eggs.
Oh, yeah. You need whole milk.
Yeah, exactly. I'm pretty sure that the percentage of milk fat in the milk is directly correlated to how well Jim Harbaugh just exists in life. Like, I feel like Jim Harbaugh is like, if I could drink straight buttercream, mm-hmm. I'd be the Incredible Hulk. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like that's how that works.
And the watery eggs? Is he?
I feel like just in general. Well,
I thought I was missing something.
No, that's just like, I feel like wet eggs. Like, you get that. Those are always nasty. Why are they always wet? Like, why are they always wet when you at the Continental Breakfast? You know what I mean?
Look, Jim Harbaugh, you know what?
Do they put the water in the eggs?
I think they're powdered eggs, right?
Powdered.
That's
eggs.
Why it's sometimes. Oh, God. Sometimes they put too much water in them. No, those Continental breakfasts, it's powdered eggs by and large.
No wonder.
Yeah, no wonder. How about put Judge Judy on all the TVs in the Chargers locker?
Ooh, I like what we're doing here.
He's a big Judge Judy
fan. What we're doing here.
He went to Judge Judy to the taping of the show. Just put it on there, distract them.
I like the idea that we're making Jim Harbaugh into a cat. Hey, just take a feather and flip it around in the air. He's gonna be distracted. Mm-hmm. All right, the time has come. How are we feeling about this one, man?
You know, honesty is the best policy. I'm not feeling a win. I'll say that first. Feeling a win. I'm hyped. I woke up this morning. We talked about it all day. We came into the show. We were playing Rocky music. I think the Texans can win this game. I think the crowd is going to be a factor. I think the energy. I think the fact that, as I've said a couple of times, the Texans have the elements. They have the pieces to get it done. I think Derek Stingley could maybe turn the game in the Texans' favor. But if you're looking at this over the balance of the year, and that's what you have to do. What is this team and what is this team? Chargers have been a little more consistent. Chargers have played, better toward the back end of the season. And I feel like the Chargers' strength is really, really bad news for your offense in the red zone. Man, I hope I'm wrong. But I'm feeling almost the exact same score as what Seth said, 20-17. I'll mix it up. I'll say 21-17.
Okay.
Yeah.
Some text came in from the 843. Oh, interesting. Texans win if Kyahmi Fairbairn is perfect on field goals and extra points. Do you agree with that?
I don't know if they win because it could be like one field goal and two extra points. I mean, no, who knows? Yeah.
I think that would be, yeah, that's interesting. And then one of, I don't know if I said this in the segment, but I want to make sure I get this in. Texans win if they're able to get some deep shots to Nico Collins going, mm-hmm. Preferably a few of them, some big explosive plays that way. For me, this feels like it's going to be a tough game. Mm-hmm. You mentioned the red zone struggles. I don't think that this is going to be one where either team is able to make a lot of hay offensively. It's going to come down to a few things. And that's why I think the explosives are super important. I think that you're going to see some drive stall for the Texans just mm-hmm. inevitably, and maybe Kaimi will be able to knock down some field goals. But I too am in this place where if you can get the explosive plays, because I don't necessarily trust this offense to just grind out possessions
exactly.
and get down the field, then I feel good about it. However, I'm not certain that you're going to be able to do that to a sustainable enough degree. And again, I hope that I'm wrong in this regard. I hope that they do get enough of these explosives. I also don't know how much to factor in Deontay Johnson and what he brings. Like, it might just go gangbusters and the offense is rolling. Running the football still is a question to me, and I don't know. There's so many things that I don't know that I can pencil in for the Texans in this game. And thus, earlier in the show, rather, I said 17 points wins this, didn't I?
Mm-hmm.
17-13.
All right.
LAC. Is the way that I'm leaning.
Figgy,
right now.
You got a hunch?
Yeah, I'm a lean with the home team, man. Mm-hmm. I think the Texans really been good at home, outside of the few times, but
now they have made the opposing quarterback look bad.
Yeah, so I think I'm leaning. I think the defense really gonna carry this game. Right. I think I got 21-17.
All right.
I think
is there a turnover in there?
Yes.
And then that's the thing is I'm not certain I can bank on a turnover.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a couple turnovers because Justin Herbert, he haven't really been that good in the playoffs as we thought. So I think it's going to be a couple turnovers.
He's
think
limited
that defense,
the turnovers in the regular season, though. So we'll see. Except I'm looking at the entirety of the year.
100%.
Yeah.
No, I mean, and I think that with it being a relatively low-scoring game, in my opinion, again, a relatively close game, just you need a few things to flip mm-hmm. your way in order to win it. It's not like I do not believe in the Texans whatsoever. I don't think that I can bank on the idea that, okay, that the turnovers are absolutely going to come.
Yeah.
Or that, hey, man, just because you have Deontay Johnson in now, all of a sudden this is going to change the way that the passing offense works or what have you.
Yeah.
I am leaning on the things that I feel like I know that I can assume and hoping that you get the explosive plays, that you get some turnovers, and then that can carry you to a win. But unfortunately, if I'm just going off of the accounting that I feel like I can do, 17-13 is where I am, unfortunately, a Texans loss. But you know what? The game isn't played at 1 p.m. on In the Loop on Sports Radio 16. The game is played at NRG Stadium on the field there at 3:30 p.m. tomorrow. You'll hear that on Sports Radio 610 starting at 12:30 when Sean and Seth will get you going. And I imagine, you know what? They'll probably have a lot of excitement there as well. All right. You're coming up next. It's about that time where we hand it over to our guy Figgy Fig for Figgy's mixtape. What you got, my man?
Yeah, man. I'm going to break down some things that happened last night with the rodeo reveal, courtesy of Nick Russo from 100.3 The Bull. And plus, I'm doing it, damn it. I'm talking politics.
What?
We talking politics, damn
what?
It. And don't you switch the music.
What? We'll do that next.
Pass the aux cord and crank up the volume. Figgy Fig's in the driver's seat. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. It's time for Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610.
Yes, it is Figgy's Mixtape on In the Loop Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Friday. Happy Friday to everyone out there. Last night, I was at the Houston Rodeo lineup reveal. It was at NRG Center, and I think it was the first time it was out there. So they did a really good job, man. It was like a huge event, man. A lot of people out there. And I was hanging out with our sister station, 100.3 The Bull. It was a bunch of people out there, man, mm-hmm. from our Odyssey cluster. But I was hanging out with Nick Russo, man. Mm-hmm. And I feel like Nick Russo, he's like the country music expert around here. Like, my man be deep in the sticks. He knows all the good music. He knows what works, what don't work. He's a DJ, too, so he DJ at country bars and stuff like that. And when the lineup was released, I got to be honest, I wasn't really familiar with a lot of the names on there. I know the obvious names, Reba, yeah. Journey, stuff like that. But I kind of wanted to get a feel for what type of lineup this was when it comes to – country music, because I seen a lot of people was disappointed. Mm-hmm. A lot of people felt like it was a little underwhelming. So I wanted to get it. I wanted to get the words from Nick Russo and explain to me like I'm 5 years old on how this lineup is this year for the Houston Livestock Rodeo in 2025.
Hey, thanks guys for having me on. Appreciate it very much. Yeah, the Rodeo Houston lineup last night was electric, and I think the lineup is fantastic. It's going to be really hard to complain. You'll always have the complainers, but I mean, Post Malone, without a doubt, had the song of the summer. He's the wild card. That place is going to be crazy, and I've been telling everybody the Tuesdays of Rodeo are probably the best because, you know, Tuesday night is a night where most people don't go out, so now you can go out and have a good time. You got Reba McEntire opening night, Zach Top the second Tuesday, Post Malone the third Tuesday. Zach Top is another huge one. He brought like 17,000 people to Fort Bend County Fair and Rodeo earlier this year, so it's stacked. And then the Latin acts, Karin León and Grupo Frontera, those are going to be crazy shows. It's just an incredible lineup. Hats off to Rodeo Houston for nailing it. And as the eternal optimist, I can't miss my chance to say, Texans, let's get this win, and let's go all the way to the Super Bowl. Houston versus the world.
Yeah!
All right. Salute to Nick Russo.
Shout out to Nick.
So did that make y'all feel a little better about the lineup, a little more confident? How did that make y'all feel?
A little better. I and maybe, you know, we've already done confessions, but can somebody tell me what AJR is?
You know the song when you hear it, because I said the same thing.
Yeah.
Because my wife looked at the lineup. She's like, oh, AJR, I can't.
So she was in.
Yeah, I'm like, who the hell is that? I'm like, I don't know who that is. I'm gonna pull up their song real quick.
Yeah, because I think the big acts, and of course I'm somewhat, I don't know if biased is it, or maybe a little ignorant on it, because I you know Parker McCollum, the big country acts are gonna be, they're gonna draw and they're gonna have, yeah, they're gonna be good. I think this what defines this lineup is the non country acts. Journey, huge get. He mentioned Post Malone, huge get. Grupo Frontera, huge get, and even okay, I think so. Yes, actually, my daughter was playing this when I went to her house the other day. But I'm thinking it's time to grow. Yeah. So I got an apartment. So now I know what an AJR is.
That's the only song I know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not enough for me to try to go.
Yeah.
Because that's the only song I know. But mm-hmm. Yeah, man. I'm kind of excited. I kind of want to see Reba, because I'm a big fan of her TV show. I felt like her TV show, the first one, was very underrated.
Yeah.
Very underrated sitcom.
I don't know if it's underrated. I feel like that is really, really well regarded.
She's got some
hits. I feel like nobody talk about that TV show as much as they should.
Now, that's
man.
Probably fair, but yeah. She's got, I'm talking about just as a musical artist, mm-hmm. She's got some big mm-hmm. hits.
Big hits.
Show set in Houston, too. That was fun.
Yeah,
well,
that's
right. Yeah.
That's one thing I did like about it, because you'll see a lot of Houston, Texas swag in that mm-hmm. in that show.
Karin León as well was, I was talking to one of my homegirls mm-hmm. who is, you know, big into Spanish language music, mm-hmm. and I was just like, yo, put me on game, what's happening yeah. here? And she had, I mean, she said that Grupo Fortuna is one of her,
they're big.
One of her favorite mm-hmm. Bands, and that they've got like a lot of hits. But then also, Karin León is also really good. So I got a you know, thumbs up on that front. There's definitely some things that I'm like interested. Frontera, why did I say? I said the wrong thing. But I'm interested mm-hmm. in some of these, but they're not necessarily names that would have drawn my attention
right.
in and of themselves. But just in the context of Rodeo Houston, I'm like, I'm willing to give some more of these a shot than I probably would have
sure.
realized that I would have.
For sure.
Yeah.
All right, I'm doing it, damn it. I'm talking politics, man. No.
All right.
Hi, so
don't do it.
What we gonna do though? I'm we gonna play a little game. I wanna play a little game.
Oh, I'm back for a game. I like a game.
Yeah, so I'm gonna play this clip, and I wanna know, is this an Ayo moment? Or is this cool?
Okay.
All right. So Donald Trump, he has some things to say. And this clip was kind of going around randomly. And I wish we could have Cam and Mace in here, because they'd be the prime judge of this. But this is the one clip that was going around for no reason. I don't even know the context of this clip, but I want to know if this is a Ayo moment.
Jeff Bezos came. Bill Gates came.
Whoa.
Mark Zuckerberg came. Many of them came numerous times. The bankers have all come. Everybody's coming.
That's crazy.
Is that an Ayo moment?
That's crazy, bro.
It was just going around.
I thought this was just going to be like, all right, fine. But he started listing them off. I'm like, brother.
Yeah, Bezos came. Bill Gates came. Mark Zuckerberg came. Many of them came numerous times. The bankers of
numerous
all come.
Times Everybody's is crazy. Oh, my goodness.
Is that an ayo moment?
That is the ayo moment.
I
what
never
is happening?
Even used that term, and I'm like, ayo.
My man, that's a lot.
All right, I'm going to go to the next one.
There's more.
Yeah, it's more, man.
Yeah.
Joe Biden. So,
all right, you're doing both aisles. That's good.
Yeah, so
equal opportunity.
Yeah, we equal around here.
Yeah.
So Joe Biden and VP Kamala Harris spoke on the wildfires that was going on in Cali, and Joe Biden wanted to pass it off to Kamala Harris. And I want to know, is this an ayo moment, or was this just fine?
Madam Vice President, I know you're directly affected, so you fire away. No pun intended.
All right, as the president
no,
throws it to the vice president.
Oh,
is that an ayo moment?
No, it's just this cringe.
I don't even understand what happened there. Wait, can you?
They're talking about the wildfires.
I'm a player.
He said, fire away.
Oh,
and then he said,
buddy.
Madam Vice President, I know you're directly affected, so you fire away.
Yeah, that's not.
No pun right, intended is the. No, that's the violation.
Yeah.
No pun intended is the violation.
Just let it go. Just you messed up. Just let it slide. Maybe.
You don't say no. You apologize that I'm sorry for that.
Yeah.
For
or
that
you just keep it going, man.
That's what I'm saying. Just keep going, man.
Yeah. Just act like
plead ignorance.
Pun intended makes it sound like it's a joke, and that is not a joking matter.
Yeah. No, that's not ayo.
Yeah.
No. Like I said, I've never used that term, but I'm kind of it's growing
it's
on
like,
me.
Like ayo.
Hey, yo.
My favorite part of that clip is the news person like,
hey.
All right.
Let's go.
Moving on.
Yeah, moving on. Yeah, so that's a good ayo moment.
Mm-hmm. What is happening?
No, it's not that. It's a cringe.
It's a cringe.
That's
okay.
Awful, man.
Yeah, nah. That bad words, man. Bad words. But all right, I'm gonna switch gears. I'm done with politics. That's
okay.
It.
Thank God.
That's all. Man. So I'm gonna go to a actress, one of my favorite, kind of under the radar actresses, Cheryl Lee Ralph. So you might know her as the mother on Moesha.
Oh, okay, I just looked her up. Yeah,
yeah, D on Moesha. She's
plays
on
Barbara Howard.
Yeah, on
Abbott Elementary.
Abbott Elementary. Our favorite teacher. She's happily married. She's been married for over 20 years or going on 20 years. But the key is they stay in separate homes. They got their own crib. She stay in L.A. and he stay in Philly.
Oh, wow. They're bi-coastal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I thought this was about to be like, yo, we around the corner.
Yeah.
I've heard of like people, marriages where they have like one separate rooms in the same house or they have apartments.
Yeah. He stay in Philly. He's into I want to say he's a congressman or something like that in Philly, and she in Hollywood.
Okay,
this is her pretty much explaining her marriage.
I'm very fortunate. The man that I am married to, Senator Vincent Hughes, 7th Senatorial District of Philadelphia. He has his own life. I have my own life. He has his own real career. I have my own real career. He has his light to stand in. I have my light to stand in. So he is not looking at me, thinking about status or this or that. He's doing his thing. I get to do my thing. We also live in separate places. When I go to see him, love to see him. When it's time to leave, bye-bye, see you soon. I'm telling you. Life is good.
Nah, man.
How you feel about that?
Nah. Let me explain this to you people.
if you like it, I love it is what
like,
I'm
wait, before you explain, this is her kind of explaining more on that and why they chose to live in two different places.
We met while I was doing Thoroughly Modern Millie on Broadway, and you fall in love with somebody and you realize he's not leaving his career. He is not leaving Philadelphia. I'm not leaving Hollywood. And when you have children, you can't just pick up your children and move across country. No, that doesn't really work. So it just worked out that I was in California, he was in Philadelphia, and every 2 weeks we saw each other, and it worked out well, and it has continued to work out well. We will celebrate 20 years of marriage. Thank you. And some people can't even get through two.
Thoughts?
Shout out to them making it work, man.
Shout out for making it work for 20 years.
Lopez ain't buying it.
I'm not. And here's why. Everything she said, he does, I do. He has his career. You know, he has his light. I have my light. You can do all that, bro, from the same house. You knew it all from the same house. Yes, you can.
I mean,
not their professions, though. Well, she's an actress. So Hollywood is her. That's her. Her thing,
and I'm not.
She ain't doing nothing in Philly.
I'm not necessarily saying you're, whatever. It's not working for them. I'm saying that I got questions because I feel there's some questions
yeah, yeah, I got
questions about just how, you know, you see each other every 2 weeks and you do this.
Shout out to the 832 saying the quiet part out loud. That might be an open marriage.
It might be because literally everything. Like, a lot of people listening, a lot of people in this room have spouses or whomever with careers, stand on their own, do their own thing. You're in the same house.
Yeah, and I think there is, sometimes we hear about other people's situation and then we put ourselves in their shoes.
Sure.
Which is not quite the same. Hey, man, they got money, man. Like, that money makes, it doesn't fix everything, but it makes things, it smooths things over in some ways. It mm-hmm. makes things a little bit more palatable. And I imagine being able to do that, like, trip, you know, flying off at any given time, and then also probably being able to, I imagine with being an actress, like, there's probably time periods where she has a good amount of time off where she can go and spend time with him. I feel like those things help. I mean, I imagine it's still quite difficult, like, long distance
in
general.
Yeah.
It's still going to be quite difficult, but it worked for them, I guess.
Yeah, to me, it seemed like I wouldn't call it an open marriage. But I feel like it's probably agreement, like, don't let me find out, or I don't want to know.
It's not an open marriage, but it's not an open marriage.
No, I don't think she would sit there and say, hey, let's have an open marriage, or hey, we got an open marriage. Mm-hmm. But their agreement is probably, we can see each other every 2 weeks, everything good, we got the kids, all that stuff, but don't let me find, I don't want to know what you're doing when I'm not there.
Right. By the way, you're seeing each other, like, I know there's long stretches, like you said, Reggie, but for the most part, you're seeing each other every 2 weeks for a weekend.
Well, they didn't say for a weekend.
Or whatever. She did. She kind of said, well, on the, you know, we
when go it's time, she said when it's time to go.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. When it's time to go might be a week or something. I don't know.
I will say she sounded too little excited. When it's time to go, bye-bye. Like, all right, you ain't got to say it like that. You can sound a little sad.
Mm-hmm. I mean, whatever they want to call it. I mean, if it's marriage or...
Hey, 20 years, man. Had, yeah.
It's working for them, so...
Consider our listeners skeptical. What I can tell you,
it could not be me. Or maybe at least, maybe it could and I'd have to find myself there. But as currently constituted, I can't imagine having that particular type of situation. But more power to Sheryl Lee Ralph, fantastic actress. And you could tell the way that she delivered even that.
Sounded like Miss whatever her name is.
Miss Howard.
Yeah.
Barbara Howard.
Yeah.
Side note, is she a good hear me out? Yes. Is that a good hear me out?
Yes.
All right. I think so.
Cool. Yeah. Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Especially, and you're just talking about, like,
I'm just checking.
You're just talking about off the show.
Yeah.
You see her on one of these red carpets, bro.
No, that's why I'm talking. I don't give a damn about the show. I'm talking about in real life.
Yeah. Brother.
That is a good hear me out, man.
Mm-hmm. That one I will co-sign on.
Yeah, she's got that open marriage to keep up with.
All right. That's
starting these rumors, man.
Yeah, just unbelievable.
According
to 610.
Yeah. Stern said.
All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. That is Figgy's mixtape. You catch it at 1:20 p.m. every weekday here in loop. But coming up next, we get ready to hand you off to the fellas of the drive. They are out on location, and I was about to shout out where they are. My brain farted in this moment.
They're up in Katy.
Yeah. That's right. Buffalo Wild Wings
Buffalo and Wild Katy. Yeah. Thank you, gentlemen, for picking me up. We'll talk to them next, but also let's draft the weekend. It's a wild card weekend. Let's see which games.
Super wild card weekend.
Whatever you say, we'll do that next.
Thank you, Figgy.
It's a Football Friday playoff edition on Sports Radio 610. Live from the Mokarum Injury Lawyer Studios, here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
All right, we're all set for your wild card Saturday in the loop, Sports Radio 610. Texans have the Chargers that gets going at 3:30 p.m. tomorrow. Tomorrow. I don't know. For some
reason, it does feel a little weird, doesn't it?
Yeah, it do.
Like, we're waking up, we're going to see some football.
That's right, immediately. Like, get up and go. Like, by one, we're going to be out there amongst the people. Well, I don't know about John. Are you also going to
tailgating? I got a funeral in the morning, but I will be there ASAP after that.
I feel like a jerk for, I was about to try and bully you on not going to the tailgating, and apparently.
This is the second level funeral.
What? Okay, so it's not that big of a deal then.
You know what I mean? First level is like...
Oh, like immediate, like direct. Really, got you.
This is a second level funeral.
It's a little bit, no big deal.
No, I'm not saying that.
Don't worry about me. You ain't got to say condolences to me.
Well, that's kind of what I was saying. Like, yes, it affected me, but I'm there more for the people who are the survivors.
Got you. Yeah. Got you. All right. We're about to hand it off to the drive here. They're out at the Buffalo Wild Wings in Katy. Go see them fine folks there. Before we do that, we got a draft this weekend.
It's been a minute, so who goes first?
I don't know. Does anybody want it?
Well, I think we all want it. Yep. There's some great weekends.
I get this out the way. Ohio State, University of Texas.
I think you should go third. I think you should go third.
No, all right, you got it.
Yeah, y'all like y'all ain't want it.
Cotton Bowl goes to 50-50.
We should have planned this out better.
We should have.
You and I go first and second.
And then just take it from them. No.
Y'all say, no, I want to go. Who want to go?
Cotton Bowl happens tonight, and, man, I'm really excited for this game, although I don't have a lot of hope for the University of Texas. I know that that's been upsetting some folks. I would like to have more hope for. I want this to be a closer game than I anticipated being. It just feels like Ohio State has locked into a different level of play than any of the remaining teams.
So you're going with?
Oh, I thought you had something to say on this.
No,
you're full in on the. You're like, we're not going to talk about these games. I just want to get into these. I want to get to these picks, baby.
We talked about it earlier. Long story short, boy, I hate that term. Look, it's going to be the same, very similar story to the Texans, to be honest.
I feel like I'm
red zone.
Buddy.
Very similar.
Yeah. Fairly similar in that regard. Although, that's fine. That's fair.
Yeah.
Of course, I'm going to Wild Card Weekend. I feel like I'm going in a way that is counterintuitive. However, I have a reason for it. Give me the wild card game that literally has the biggest spread. 9.5 points for the Baltimore Ravens at M&T Bank Stadium. It's Pittsburgh Steelers and the Ravens. Like, this really should not be a game that you pick first. Mm-hmm. However, Zay Flowers is not going to be in this game. Plus, it feels like this game has the opportunity to get a little wily, weird.
Yeah, division, I guess grudge match.
So yeah, I want to see that game, and then also some of this is just I would like to check in on Baltimore and just see if they are indeed the menaces that it feels like they have become.
Mm-hmm.
And so if they're going to do that in the postseason, are they going to build themselves a runway to actually go and do this and contend at a high level?
Yeah,
and answer some of those questions that I think still hang around Lamar Jackson's
head. I would have taken it had I had the second pick.
Okay, cool.
Which I don't know why I'm picking third because we didn't know who was picking first, second, and third.
Because
you should have went out there, man.
Well, I was about to say whenever we do something, we go this. No, because that is weird.
Yeah.
We were supposed to go the other way. I just stole the second pick.
It's all right. But I like Broncos Bills. I think interesting game Sunday. Is it? We were kind of talking about this a little bit. Like, which of these other games would you say? Aha, that might be a little bit of a surprise there. I don't know if I want to go that far with the way the Bills are playing, but I think the Broncos are going to make this really, really an interesting game.
All right, I'm gonna go. Packers Eagles. I'm gonna go in the NFC, man. Mm-hmm. I want to see, I know that the Eagles been having a weird but good year, but they could potentially get bounced out right here, man.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of, I don't want to call it a car crash, but if they get bounced out, man, Nick Sirianni could be. Maybe looking for another job.
There'll be some calls. Yeah.
I realized that I didn't do a good job. What I should be doing is also putting the timestamps on these. Ravens hosting the Steelers is tomorrow after the Texans Chargers. That's at, I think, 7 p.m. on Prime Video if you're looking for it. You picked Bills hosting the Denver Broncos. That is on Sunday in that noon slot. On CBS, and that Philadelphia Eagles Green Bay Packers game is 3:30 on Sunday. I'll go and I'll round out the Sunday slate with the night game, the one that ends up on NBC, and I guess the Sunday Night Football situation. Give me Washington at Tampa. These are a couple of teams that are, I think, somewhat less thought about in the NFC, but both of them kind of scrappy. Both of them kind of some really fun offensive things going on there. The Baker Mayfield versus Jaden Daniels of it all is really fun.
Yeah.
And so I think that this one is actually the closest on spread, and I feel like that probably plays out in the course of the game. I don't think it's like a high leverage game by any means. Well, I mean, outside of the fact that it's a playoff game, clearly.
Yeah.
But I just...
it's not that important.
Right. But I don't think it means more for like, hey, what's going to happen further down in the playoffs, but it feels like the game itself will be really interesting, so give me that one.
So Monday night doesn't count, right?
Go for it.
We could count. Yeah.
We're going to count Monday night?
Go for it.
All right. Give me Vikings and Rams in Phoenix, obviously. Could be. Nah, it couldn't be. I was going to say maybe if you squint a little bit, the Rams could make this interesting, but the Vikings are going to have a lot of fans in Phoenix. I'm sure there's going to be some purchases of tickets that are going on right now from Minnesota fans.
That's a quick turnaround, too.
Yeah, but they're going to do it. From big airport to big airport, they'll be able to do it. So I think Vikings and Rams on Monday night.
One of the things I wanted to mention about that game you picked, Fig, between the Packers and the Eagles, both quarterbacks looking like they will play. Jalen Hurts
yeah.
out of the concussion.
Okay, protocol. I was about to say, he was still in there this week.
Right.
Scary.
Jordan Love practiced yesterday, if I remember correctly. He might have practiced on Wednesday as well. And then yesterday we found out that Jalen Hurts was out of the concussion protocol. So it looks like we'll have the full complement of that game. So, man, looks like a really fun slate. But, of course, it starts with your Texans and your Chargers. Of course, the rule is that was going to be off the table. If you didn't hear our predictions, you're not going to like them. You went with 21-17 in favor of the Chargers. I went 17-13 in favor of the Chargers. Still very much hopeful that the Texans get a victory.
I won 21-17 Texans.
Yes, you did, Figgy. Figgy being the one that is actually putting off for H-Town in a way that we probably should. And look, I understand it, but I got to be true to you. I got to be honest with what I'm thinking is going to happen. But you know what? What do I know? So let's go to some dudes that know some stuff out there in Katy, Buffalo Wild Wings. It is The Drive. Clint, Ron, what's happening, fellas?
What's good, baby, as we are here out here in Katy, baby, having a good time. Right off, what is it, Park Row? Yep, right off Park Row. Come to the Katy location. We'll be here until 6 o'clock, getting you ready on this Football Friday playoff edition, baby. I'm excited. No, y'all excited, baby, out there? It's time to go. Clint got a fresh cut. Got his
fresh cut for the game, baby. I like it.
This ain't fresh. I just cleaned myself up a little bit, put a little product in my hair.
Does it look like a little avocado oil or something that he ran?
Got a little concoction. I got to hold it down, man. I got to hold it down.
Well, I say avocado oil. That's what Tom Palacero said. His secret. Is avocado oil.
I'll be damned. I'm going to have to try that.
You got that Tom Palacero oil
right now. I eat plenty of avocados. I ought to be all right.
It comes out natural.
Yeah. Yeah, it ought to be all right.
Fellas, getting ready for this game, we were just started the show off with what like excites us most about this game. Is there something in particular that like it just is getting you excited for this game outside of like maybe the game itself?
I think it's a really good matchup at some key positions. Like, we're going to get to see Laremy Tunsil, on a couple of – there's no avoiding it, right? One of those two edge guys have to be matched up with Laremy Tunsil. I think that's big-time money. Look, Justin Herbert and C.J. Stroud are two up-and-coming guys that if not already, there's going to be a lot expected of those guys over the next handful of years. So that quarterback matchup is big time. I think big picture, if you look at the two defenses, I think they're very similar in terms of kind of how they want to play football. And the two teams in general, the head coaches, I think the Chargers are who the Texans hoped they were. In a sense of great on defense, run the ball effectively, don't turn it over. I think that's where the Texans are trying to get as a team. The Chargers appear to be there. I think there's a lot to get excited about with this game, man.
And Ron, I don't mean to steal your thunder here. I know you can see the YouTube, but your boy Tyler is really embracing the beanie on the back of the head thing, man. He is embracing it.
It's a look, man.
Yeah. It's happening. This is now.
It has been every day, though.
This has been every day, man.
He's pushed it.
It's all right. First of all, yesterday I was wearing a snapback. Second of all, this isn't a new look for me.
Yeah, but you just thought about it.
You just never thought about wearing it.
No, I mean, that's not a normal. You're a normal snapback, and I will give you that. You did wear a snapback. Yesterday, I don't know.
There's not many days in Houston I can get away with wearing a beanie and not sweating my ass off.
But it's on the back of the head thing.
Is it still the Oilers?
That's the trademark.
No, this one's a Texas one. This one's a Texas one.
Oh, see, now he's got versatility.
Yes, different beanie.
That's what I need. I need some different ones, man. Yeah. I need some. Get you an orange.
It's really
established 2002 patch on it. It's pretty neat.
Yeah.
See, it's really a good fit for you, man.
It really
does. You're a night owl. You're a night owl. You're a late sleeper. You may be a little bit of a smoker, a little bit of a toker.
Never.
You drink the spirits, man. I mean, the thinner build with a slight sag going on every time you wear britches. Yeah. You can act, man. It's a good look for you.
Yeah.
That was aggressive.
I'm not sure what to think about a lot of what you just said.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a fit, Bub. It's a fit.
Mm-hmm. I know what you're doing.
It's what?
I know what you're doing, Clint. You want to start the show like this on a football Friday? Uh-oh.
All right. The things are already rolling.
I don't even know what's going on.
I don't know either. I'm trying to clear out the way.
I felt like I was just describing tea. What the hell happened?
I have no idea.
I just like the look. As long as you get some versatility, let's get some colors in here, man. Let's throw some different things at it.
Damn,
get you an A&M one. Let's get some colors.
I think you should add a scarf.
I have an A&M.
Oh, hey, I got you. If you want to try it, I got a drawer.
Ron's a scarf guy. Ron's a scarf guy now.
I got 75 scarves right now.
You gotta bring in a scarf.
It's never cold enough for that here, man.
Ron went scarf hoodie on Monday. I don't know if I've ever seen that combo.
You can't go scarf hoodie.
First off, you ain't putting me in a box. I could go do whatever the hell I want. Okay?
You got too much neck accoutrement. There's too much things around the neck with the scarf hoodie.
It's not. It's absolutely not. I had that damn thing working. So, no.
All right. I'll let you guys continue to figure this one out over the 4 hours that you got setting people up for this big game. We're done in the loop. Hope you have a fantastic weekend. We hope we all have a fantastic weekend with a win. But right now, you're listening to KLT AM, KLT FM HD2 Houston, and Odyssey Sports Station. And right now, live from the Buffalo Wild Wings in Katy, the drive is live.